Now, ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 in beautiful Rolla, Missouri. I am your host, the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. I am the owner and operator of Ring of Fire Barbecue, food truck, and catering in Sullivan. And as usual, I got my outstanding producer, Colin, and co-host, Colin Fisher. You can join me every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on Mid-Mo's ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com to listen to any of our previous shows. And if you got something you'd like to add to the show, give us a call at 573-364-1045 or text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. And this morning, this first section of the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is brought to you by Peterson Oil and Asphalt, family-owned and filling propane in Sullivan and surrounding areas since 1934. And now's a good time you can get in and pre-order your propane for winter. Working with Peterson Oil is a blast. And I wanted to give a shout-out this morning. We missed it last week, and I apologize that, you know, Josh over there at Yummy Tummy, and anybody that's interested in getting some of his sauce, you can contact him at yummytummybarbecue.com or use the Mid-Mo code and get 10% off your orders. And it's also available in cooking from scratch. And our producer, Matt Glenn, also is a distributor for it. So you got a real good chance of getting some if you get, you know, you got three places to go.
Yeah, Rolla is the only place in Missouri that carries it.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, anybody who has not tried it is missing out because it's some good stuff. And, you know, since we're starting the show, some of the things that we're going to be doing, those that listened last week to the show, remember Rich and Bunny Tuttle were on here. They were the KCBS representatives. Well, we have talked them into calling in now on Saturday mornings when they're at competitions and letting us know what's going on and how things are going and everything else and what's new with KCBS. So, you know, folks, we're talking about setting up a school where you can go in and get certified. And, you know, that's probably not going to be until November, but it's a good idea to, you know, if you want, go do it. You can go judge competitions. Plus, you'll get, you know, more informed on what's going on. And who knows, you could be the next winner of the Royal. So,
yeah, I texted my dad this morning and asked if he'd be interested in becoming a certified judge. He said, I could probably be talked into eating barbecue and giving my opinion.
There you go. And you know what? Basically, that's all it is. And too bad you can't, you know, figure out whose food you're going to be judging because that could be a money-making proposition.
Yeah.
I'm just joking about that. You know, that does not happen. Thank goodness. And so, you know, when we get the information in, Colin's going to put it up on our website, so anybody who's interested can get a hold of us, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction for it. And finally, last night, David Johnson called me. He is the guy that, you know, was submitting all those pictures of the chicken and ribs.
I think he was our very first submission for yes. About that first week ago, and he was our only.
Well, my problem was I didn't know how to get back hold of him so he could get his goodie bag. And so we're going to get him in here one day and get him his prizes that he won and talk to him a little bit about a friend of his that's starting a barbecue sauce. So, you know, that kind of fits in with what we're going to be talking about today a little bit.
Just a bit, yeah.
You know, and sauces that work real well, desserts that go real well, drinks mm-hmm. that go real well with your backyard.
Kind of the accessories to barbecue.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's more to it than just the meat, you know. And so, I mean, Colin, where do you want to start?
Well, I think we'll start with this first article that I found. And it was an interesting one because this one, it kind of paired some ethos with it. Because the title is, this is on vinepair.com. The title is, we asked 12 renowned pitmasters, what's the best beer to pair with your barbecue? And so I find this to be an interesting approach because there are tons of articles and lists and gallery slideshows
right.
about you know, the best beer, this, that, and the other, and it might be sponsored or whatever. But this is interesting because they went and asked, you know, 12 renowned pitmasters, meaning people who know what they're talking about, have been barbecuing for a long time, and then they asked what's the best to pair with your barbecue.
Right.
Which means that it's a very personal, they've developed that flavor profile, so there's no one better to tell you what the right stuff is to go with that kind of a profile. And some of these guys, you get the feeling, you know, aside from barbecue, they might also have quite a bit of expertise in the beer world.
You're saying that they're not an amateur.
Yeah. Let's see. Doug Saltis, chief chef partner of Bub City in Chicago and co-founder of the city's annual Windy City Smokeout, loves to drink beer with his crew. You can't have one without the other, he says, likening both pitmasters and brewers to American craftsmen. Although domestic barbecue traditions predate the modern craft brewing industry by more than a century, the pursuits share a commitment to process. A commitment to process, okay. You can't rush smoking and you can't fake fermentation. Both inspire heartfelt devotion from their acolytes. So let's see about...
Well, you know, the thing about beer, there's a lot of it goes into different sauces, too. You hear people marinate with beer and everything else. So the ones doing the rubs and that, they would know.
Yeah, last week, you know, I wound up staying around. I was planning on leaving Sunday afternoon, but then I saw what my dad was making for dinner. He had taken just a pack of bratwursts, and he put them in a bag and filled the bag with Amberbach.
Uh-oh.
And had that in the fridge. It was probably soaking a good, like, 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, so it soaked in real good.
Oh, yeah. And then he went out and smoked it on that Pit Boss.
Yeah.
And the combination of them being smoked and just marinated in Amberbach, oh, I had 4.5 of them, I think.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you didn't have to eat the next day then.
Oh, God. Yeah, so, it was good stuff.
So are they saying anything about the beers, which ones to use?
So they've got, first off, is Jonathan Fox of the Fox Bros Barbecue in Atlanta, Georgia. Says, when I get the chance to sit back and enjoy what I've made, I usually go with a Sweetwater 420 Extra Pale Ale. It goes great with our St. Louis ribs because it is a crisp and light with just a touch of hops. It finishes smooth and clean, and just like Fox Bros, Sweetwater is an Atlanta favorite. Then
sounds like beers are going to be a region, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, naturally, in the St. Louis area, we've got
Budweiser.
Anheuser-Busch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's AB InBev.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, it was kind of funny. My neighbor up the street worked for Anheuser-Busch. And so her daughter, who was about my age, would bring down, you know, instead of Girl Scout cookies, a 24-pack of Amberbach.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You know, she'd probably make a whole lot more sales that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was funny. She was my dad's supplier.
There you go.
Yeah. So let's see. According to Evan Leroy, pitmaster of Leroy and Lewis in Austin, Texas, you need something refreshing to balance out fatty barbecue. Keller Weiss by Sierra Nevada, or if you're an Austin local, Pearl Snap by Austin Beer Works complement our smoky Texas-style beef chunks with light, crisp flavors. See, this not only makes me want to, like, try whatever beer they're recommending,
right,
but I want to try it with their barbecue.
Yeah.
So if I had the time or the money one summer, I'd love to just tour the country, hit all the best barbecue spots.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
Well, see, being from Texas, I figured the first thing he was going to say was Lone Star.
Hmm.
But I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, you get the feeling, because this is the sort of stuff where I would think most people are just like, oh, I don't really know. You know, here's the beer that I like to drink. But no, these guys seem to have put some real thought into this.
Right.
And found that perfect match. So Barry Sorkin of Smoke Q Barbecue in Chicago, Illinois, says, well, I always say that if you eat what you love and drink what you love, your brain will find a way to make them go together. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
And frankly, if you're sticking with beer and barbecue, it's going to end pretty well for you. That said, some pairings can elevate both. For me, our St. Louis ribs with Sentinel IPA from Old Irving Brewing Company is as good a match as there is. The ribs have a subtle sweetness, but are mostly a savory, tangy style, which balances perfectly with Sentinel's soft fruitiness and big hoppy flavor. You see what I mean? Like, they're describing these like almost a sommelier.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's almost making your mouth start watering because you the way they're describing it,
oh, yeah.
You'd swear it was like they were trying to sell a car or something, yeah. You know, giving it all the background and everything on the car and stuff.
Yeah, I would love to see like a barbecue sommelier who comes in and just recommends different beers for what you're ordering.
It's and
just
wines.
Like, oh, you had the ribs. I shall fetch you a pale ale.
But yeah, or a big brown stout one.
Oh, yeah.
So what else we got?
Let's see. We got Sam Jones of Sam Jones Barbecue in Winterville, North Carolina. I love how they're really branching out from the regions. We've had someone from Texas, from Chicago.
Right.
Now we got North Carolina. Of all the barbecue traditions, Eastern North Carolina whole hog is arguably the most subtle. It's also the most delicious. I think that's an interesting word to describe roasting an entire hog as subtle.
Well, you know, and he's right because I've been out there and I've ate at his.
Really?
And could use a little more spice as far as I'm concerned. Like you said, it's subtle. Huh. There's no doubt. So, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Beers that are too hoppy, sour, or smoky would just overwhelm the balance of smoke, fat, meat, and salt. That's one reason we love Carver, a sweet potato lager brewed by Full Steam Brewing in Durham. It's a smooth, slightly earth lager that's super easy to drink on its own, but the beer's slight sweetness is a perfect pairing with smoked whole hog. It's the modern equivalent of sweet tea.
Huh. I have never heard of a potato
sweet
beer.
Sweet potato beer, no.
I have never heard of that.
I could imagine, like, maybe a sweet potato vodka?
Yeah, because, what you know, when you say potato right there,
exactly.
That's the first thing you think of.
Right.
Well, I never tried a beer when I was out there. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it's full steam brewing. So you notice that most of these, like even if they do list something that's nationally carried, they also give, you know, the guy who said if you're in Austin local,
right.
They're like, here's a local brewery. So I imagine if you asked someone around here, you'd probably get something from Public House or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. I mean, hopefully they got somebody in our region that comes up and has one on.
Yeah,
there.
You know, and if you've got a suggestion for the best beers to pair with barbecue, you can text us in at 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. And you know what? It's looking like time for a break here.
Absolutely. We need to take a quick commercial break. Coming up in section two, we're going to continue this, but we're going to go on with sauces and desserts. So you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show. Expert advice on becoming the best barbecue cook or fabricator you know on ESPN 107.3.
I have beat the light!
Eat steak, eat steak. Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show here on ESPN 107.3. This segment is brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up Rewards Program. Huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. Excuse me. And welcome back to this segment. We're going to continue with this, which beer is best to
pair with barbecue.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the words.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking during the break that up here at St. James Winery, if you take them a sample of your food that you sell in your restaurant, they will tell you the wine to serve with that meat and stuff. So I had no idea it was, you know, really as intricate and detailed
right.
as it is.
Right, because if you think about it, there are people whose entire career is just based around beer.
Right.
And the different flavors, so, you know, hops and malts and barley and all that kind of stuff, and the balances and that kind of stuff just goes into the final product, and there's so much that goes into it, and some people, it really is their livelihood. And the same thing with barbecue. You know, people will spend, because how long have you and Sarah been working on your rub?
9 years.
Yeah, 9 years working on a rub. So, you know, that end result is the product of a lot of hard work.
Trial and error.
Yeah. So, and you imagine somebody who's been doing the same thing with a beer, some sort of microbrewery or whatever, because, yeah, you can talk about, you know, some of the real big ones
right.
from different places, but, you know, there are probably some barbecues, you know, a Texas-style barbecue and maybe some microbrewery up in Denver that would just pair perfectly together.
Yeah.
And unless somebody, you know, makes that trip or whatever, it's just never going to happen. So,
well, you also got these guys that brew their own beer.
Yeah.
And, you know, how many of them have changed the recipe on their beer to go with the food that they like to eat?
Right.
You know, that's what you said. You know, long you do it long enough, it all melts together. So,
yep. So Once again, this article comes from VinePair.com. You can go to VinePair.com/article/12-pitmasters-best-beer-barbecue-pairings. I want to give credit to this article because it really is a good article. Go and check out their website. They've got a bunch of shop articles, recipes, reviews, best of lists, that kind of stuff. So it's a interesting website to check out. So let's see. We left off on Sam Jones, and now we've got Leslie Rourke Scott of Ubon's Yazoo City, Mississippi.
Yep.
We got Mississippi's own Lazy Magnolia Southern Pecan Ale pairs beautifully with our Mississippi-style ribs. It's sweet with a soft maltiness that's brewed with roasted pecans. We had this debate last week.
Yeah, it just depends what part of the country you're in.
Right. Our ribs are seasoned with our spicy dry rub and brown sugar, then slow smoked with pecan wood, pecan hulls, and a little pecan nut. And you should know, here in Mississippi, we pronounce it pecan. Okay.
Well, you know, since you were talking about that, with the pecans in there, automatically, it sounded good no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you, like he said, pecan wood, pecan hulls, and a little pecan nut is what they use to smoke their ribs.
Oh, gosh. That would be so good. And I'll tell you another thing. You know, they're talking all about pecan. Pecan is great if you're doing beef. You know, that puts such a beautiful flavor in the meat when you're doing your briskets or beef or any kind.
So, yeah, Lazy Magnolia Southern Pecan Ale.
There's no talent down in that area what you might come up
with. Well, that sounds like something that might be worth trying. That sounds pretty good.
Well, you know, people, if you got a favorite beer when you're barbecuing or smoking or whatever.
Yeah, what's your favorite beer to drink while you're cooking?
Or while you're cooking, putting it a cook, too.
Yeah,
give us a call at 573-364-1045 or text us at BBQBBQ9.
Yep.
And, you know, we're open. We want to hear what's going on out there, you know. Sometimes, you know, like one bottle goes into marinade, two bottles goes into cook, and that's when you get your best stuff. So
you just got to remember to write everything down so
absolutely.
You don't forget.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, at the end of the show, we got a recipe for a barbecue sauce. No, it hasn't got any beer listed, but who's to say you can't try different beers, put it in there, and see how it pairs?
I can't imagine a beer that would make it taste worse.
No, I don't think so either.
Let's see.
Unless it's a real bitter one.
Yeah.
And some of that's not a bad idea either, because some of the sauces out there, some of the areas, they have such a sweet sauce.
Yeah.
A bitter beer would probably go pretty good with it.
Yeah, I'll talk about it a little later, but there's this C.A. Johns or KJohns.com, and they've got a store. So they've got all sorts of stuff. They sell hot sauce, salsa, condiments, but then they got some barbecue sauces. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but they've got some that I just did not expect.
Well, and that's what this show is all about. We are out to help inform the barbecue community. So
let's see. We've got Aaron Seagal from Home Team Barbecue in Charleston, South Carolina. And, you know, South Carolina, their barbecue. We love lower gravity sessionable beers that aren't hop forward and play well with others. See, like, right there, just... It sounds like some sort of expert. It's awesome.
And it almost sounds like you're in a kindergarten class. You know, you got to play well with others.
Right. Beers that you can really get the hang of and have a few. One of our favorite pairings is Revelry Brewing Company's Gula Cream Ale with our smoked dry rub wings with Alabama white sauce.
Well, you got everything covered in there.
Yeah, that's a whole, you know. Every bit, check all the boxes. The tang of the white sauce plays incredibly well with the creamier texture of the beer. They both lay down an awesome contrast to the smoke and crunch of the wings.
That wouldn't be bad, though.
Yeah.
Really,
you can tell this dude's put some thought into
one. Especially the way he set it up, you know.
So let's see. There's something called the Kolsch. It's K-O-U-M-L-O-U-T. LSCH from Twisted X Brewing pairs perfectly with Salt Lick's smoked brisket. By the way, this is a Miriam Wilson from Salt Lick Barbecue in Driftwood, Texas.
Okay, that'd be a salt and pepper.
Sure. So, burn ends and boneless turkey breast. The floral aroma helps bring out the smokiness of the barbecue, and the precise balance of bitterness and sweetness complements the white and dark meat.
Well, that makes sense to me. It really does. We were just talking about the bitterness and stuff like that in the beer.
Well, and I like how they touched on how how it helps to enhance the smokiness of the barbecue and bring out that smoke flavor. Because I can imagine there might be a few beers that are that kind of overwhelm the palate to where they kind of
hide the taste.
Yeah, dampen and hinder that, you know, the smoke flavor, which is what you're working so hard to get.
Well, and mainly in Texas, too, they use mesquite and post oak.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are very vibrant and, I mean, right straightforward flavors.
Yeah.
And so
my dad's been using cherry lately.
I like cherry.
On pretty much everything he's used, he just...
It really puts a real dark color on the meat, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Billy Durney... Now, that just sounds like a barbecue name. Hometown Barbecue in Brooklyn, New York. All right. The Raspberry Glow Up from Folks Beer is the best pairing of beer and barbecue I have ever had. The sour crisp and the acidity of the Berliner Weiss-style beer cuts through the peppery but sweet bark and smoky melt-in-your-mouth fattiness of the beef rib. Sounds like he's writing a review.
It does.
I have to imagine this was like an email interview because I can't think of a bunch of, you know, barbecue smokers coming up with this off the top of their head.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know if you've ever watched the show Burgers, Brew, and Q.
I can't say that I have.
It's on the Food Network. Anyhow, they actually had this guy on that show.
Yeah, Billy Durney?
Yeah, and he has got so precise with his beers that he has actually set up a microbrewery in his smokehouse.
I can imagine that would go really well.
And it's amazing. And it showed the color of this beer. I mean, it just makes you just want to get in and drink it.
I think kind of a bucket list thing for me would be like a really high-end small batch bourbon, then take the barrel and use that to smoke some like Wagyu beef or something.
Well, when you see this in the store now where you can get these Jack Daniel's wood chips,
yeah,
those are actually the drums that they have that had whiskey in them, and they've chipped them.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you what, I have never smelled such an intense Jack Daniel's smell.
Well, yeah, because they're sitting in there for how many years?
Oh, who knows, you know. And the wood's all completely different, smoke's all different. And to me, I like the flavor of it. I really do. Yeah. You know,
that reminds me, there was I don't know what you call it, but it was a place that held a bunch of barrels of bourbon, like 20,000 barrels. And like a fire started, one of the walls collapsed and 9,000 barrels of whiskey broke. Yeah, they fell. And that just almost made me cry. And then like a week later, I found another article that I think it was bourbon, had flowed downstream and killed 1,000 fish.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of tells you what it will do to your system.
if you have 9,000 barrels of it.
But it makes you want to just get the biggest sponge you can, too, and get out there and just let it soak it up.
Well, can you imagine what those fish probably taste like?
Oh, I bet they'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be tender, too.
It's incredibly cruel and inhumane, so I wouldn't do it on purpose, but let's make the best of a bad situation.
They feed cows and hogs beef hops or beer hops, you know, from... And you want to talk about some tender meat after they get done eating that stuff.
Yeah. What is it? Kobe beef is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I think we're going to take another quick break. And coming up in section 3, we're going to hear about what's going on in the barbecue societies. So make sure you keep your dial right here on ESPN 107.3. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast. We'll be right back.
Now, the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
I am starving. I haven't had lunch since yesterday.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I am your host, Lyle Quast, my co-host, Colin Fisher. And now we're going to talk about what's going on in the barbecue society in our area. It's sponsored by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away at CowtownUSAInc.com. And looks like we got a few little cook-offs going here.
Yeah, it was on the KCBS website today. And I tell you what, because they've got them listed for nationwide and going out to, like, next year.
Yeah. And you got to watch them, too, because some of them are international. Oh, they got stuff listed for Australia and everything else on there.
Yeah, but you can go to the KCBS website and go to events, and you can find, I guarantee you, there's something around where you live.
Yes.
Within the next 6 months that's going on.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And so let's see what we got going. The Lori Hillbilly Barbecue in Lori, Missouri. It's August the 3rd and the 4th. It's a KCBS event. Then you got Taste of the Ozarks. It's a backyard only in Warsaw, Missouri on the 3rd and the 4th of August. It's a KCBS. Then they got the Red, White, Blue, and Q presented by Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri, which is not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
On the 3rd and the 4th of August. It's a KCBS event. And then we got one coming up. It's called Racing for the Barbecue in Lee Summit, Missouri. It's actually next weekend. It's the 27th and the 28th of July. That's a KCBS event. And we got a thing coming up. It's the 8th annual barbecue dinner for Timber South Fire Station. It's Saturday, July 28th, which is next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you can mark on your calendar. And all proceeds support the CFPD. I'm not really sure what that stands for, but I know the PD is probably the police department.
I think it's also fire something. I'm not real sure. But they'll have 16-ounce pork steaks, ribs, pulled pork, beef brisket, and hot dogs, dine-in or carry-out. Dinner includes two sides and bread. They're serving from 12 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. until all food is gone.
What's the cost for that?
Does not say.
Oh, okay.
But I can't imagine it's too bad.
It's probably, you know, you're looking at between $5 and $10 a person.
Yeah, and you're going to get your money's worth.
Absolutely. With a 16-ounce pork steak, yeah, there's a lot of meat there.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back on, I think, Colin Elsie, you found something, didn't you, about desserts? Or sauces or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so we've got a few sauces. I'll save one. I found an extra recipe for us that I'll save for the next segment. But it's that, I think it's called Cajons, a play on Cajuns.
Uh-huh.
And so Cajons.com, Cajons.com. And I'm going to check some more of this out after this because they've got a lot of stuff. Spices and soup mixes, all sorts of stuff. So one of the things they have... looks like a few alcohol-infused barbecue sauces. So I'm not sure if these are just kind of flavored or if you'll actually get a bit of alcohol out of these. But so they got a black cherry bourbon barbecue sauce.
Oh, that would be good.
Bourbon chipotle barbecue sauce. Spiced rum barbecue sauce. So like a Captain Morgan's.
Wow, I've never heard them use stuff like that.
And then raspberry vodka barbecue sauce. I imagine that would go with a very specific...
Yeah, because that, you know, truthfully, we talked about that earlier. That don't even sound good, really.
So it's mesquite smoked raspberry vodka finishing sauce adds a fruity zip to your grilled chicken or shrimp.
Well, I can go with that.
Yeah, I could get... This one kind of surprised me. It's Irish Scream barbecue.
Irish cream?
They call it Scream.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, play on words, but yeah, it appears to be made with some Irish cream.
I guess when you get done, you dance a jig. Who knows?
Let's see. Then they got just a regular. So Cajon's smoky barbecue sauce. It's a bourbon whiskey. Provides the background for this wonderful barbecue sauce. Smoky is sweet with just a bit. These descriptions get cut off. Let's see.
But you know what's great about that is these sauces, when you stop and figure the rubs that are on your food too,
mm-hmm.
if you've got a little bit sweeter rub, that vodka raspberry or whatever that was,
yeah.
that would work good there.
Sure.
You know?
So it says, smoky is sweet with just a bit of tang.
Well, you know, I mean, the way they describe them, you just know it's got to be good.
Yeah, and then here's Cajon's fiery barbecue sauce. Now, that might be one I'm interested in trying. Bourbon whiskey provides the background for this wonderful barbecue sauce if you want to fire it up.
There you go.
So, a bit of bourbon and a bit of spice there.
You got the best of both worlds then.
Mm-hmm. And then I found another article from mixthatdrink.com, and I'll post links to these on the blog post this week. And it's 29 awesome barbecue drinks for your next barbecue. And I've found for pretty much every time we've done like a 4th of July or something like that, there's always some list of, you know, red, white, and blue jello shots
right.
and that kind of stuff. And so, oh, they've got it split into sections. So gin barbecue drinks, you know, St. Germain gin and tonic. Well, Bunny had a gin and tonic when she was here.
Did she?
Yep. That was over at Colton's. Then a gin fizz, tonic, or Tom Terrific.
That must be a Tom Collins then.
Yep. Here's a limoncello Collins. This drink looks complicated, but eh. Let's see. All right. Rum barbecue drinks, which we found out was last week before that, was rum was actually what they drank in the early days of America to celebrate 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knew? Black plum and mint daiquiri. It was Thursday was National Daiquiri Day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I wonder how many of these then were on the list.
Let's see. Malibu Driver, whiskey barbecue drinks. Here we go.
And you know, like we were talking earlier, you know, when we were kids, you know, our dads would send us to the fridge, get a beer. He was lucky to get half of it when he got there. So
this is one that I wasn't sure if I could say on air, but it's called the Dickolade. It's George Dickel number 12 with lemonade. Right.
Yeah. That one would be good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. One of my favorite bourbons to drink is American Honey by Wild Turkey.
Uh-huh.
It's just delicious. It's kind of sweet, pretty smooth. And I had seen some random ad for it that said, try to mix it with lemonade. And a honey bourbon with lemonade was something I had never thought of.
Well, actually, you know, the sweetness from the bourbon would go good with the tartness of the lemons.
I just never, like, honey and lemons. Like, I can imagine, you know, add some sweet stuff, but just honey that...
Right.
I don't know. It had never occurred to me, so I'll be interested to try it. Let's see. Here's a mint julep.
From what I heard, them things are nasty.
I think that's kind of an old...
It's a Kentucky thing.
Sure, yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky. That's for the, what is it called, Kentucky Derby?
Okay, yeah.
And then, you know, certain things, like, you know, when I was a lot younger, my favorite drink was moonshine and lemonade.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, that thing.
Lemonade probably mixes well with just about everything.
Yeah, sure will hit you in the back of the head, though.
So here's a Jack Honey and Grapefruit. So it's Jack Daniel's honey and ruby red grapefruit juice.
No. I'm not a grapefruit person, so.
This looks like it's one of those that you can make a whole lot of with a party coming over, so you can make a few pitchers or something.
Yeah, that way you know not a whole lot of people are going to drink a lot.
Here's a whiskey sour punch. The drink converts the traditional whiskey sour into a bubbling punch you can serve right from a bowl. Oh, that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Or as a simple pour. It combines whiskey with orange and lemon ingredients and just enough simple syrup to make the whole thing nicely sweet. That sounds all right.
Yeah, but you know you're in trouble when the guy's running around with those helmets that got the two holders on the side of their head with a big straw and going towards the punch bowl.
Oh, yeah. A Frisco Sour. Classic blends bourbon, lemon, lime, and Benedictine. As with the mint julep, you can either serve it as is, which is pretty strong, or weaken it with ice and or a little club soda. Man, you know if you've made a cocktail and then you have to water it down?
It's potent.
Yep. Let's see. We got some vodka drinks here. So I think thinking about, you know, the best just spirits in general to pair with barbecue, because I feel like there are two stages of drinking that go with barbecue. Drinking while you're cooking it.
Right.
And then the drinking with the food.
Yeah.
So.
And then there's the after stage where you're so full you can't move.
Yeah. The part where you've got regrets, but not really.
Yeah, sit around like Al Bundy.
Yeah. So, and I feel like, you know, while you're cooking, because you still kind of got to keep your wits about you.
Yeah.
You know, your favorite kind of beer or something like that, and just grab a six-pack or
four.
And then I think with it, I feel like whiskey is just the way to go. You know, a nice bourbon or something like that just feels, you know, you're sitting here having a steak and whiskey. It's like, I'm an American.
Well, and not only that, the whiskey part, you know, I don't call it normal, but if you stop and look and you're at a gathering, most people are drinking a bourbon, a rye, even, I dread saying it, scotch.
Ooh.
But, you know, that the whiskey part, You're right. That's the American thing. In there. Sure. You know, cowboys drank whiskey and then ate beef.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and then I could kind of see some rum maybe there if you did like a rum and coke or something like that.
Yeah.
At a barbecue. Something like that. Gin is a good mixer.
That would be for the after dinner as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, sure. But I'm just trying to think because there were a couple of parties over this summer that my family threw and we had some, you know, everybody brought something and we still got leftovers and I'm trying my darndest to get through them.
Oh, there you go. Take one for the team.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching a deal the other night on TV and they had this barbecue. Well, it was a restaurant that served barbecue. I won't say it's just a barbecue restaurant. They brought these people out these drinks. It looked like a huge margarita glass.
Okay.
And it was on fire. It had a blue flame, so you had to be about your wits with that one.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take another break, but make sure you don't go anywhere. We're coming up with the recipe of the week. And like I said, this is the place. If you've got something going, call us. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. Or online at ESPN1073.com. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I am your host, Lyle Quast, with my co-host, Colin Fisher. This segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply and Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet cookers and Milwaukee tools. That's Wind Supply of Rolla, located on Twitty Drive in Rolla. And now we've reached that time where it's our recipe of the week. It's brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And this kind of goes right along with what we were talking about today because we are going to be this is your basic barbecue sauce. You can take this, tweak it any which way you want, and come up with what you might think is the best sauce in the world.
A good foundation.
Yes. And it is called good old barbecue sauce. Your ingredients: 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 1/4 cup white vinegar, 1/2 cup of water, 1 tablespoon of brown or 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon prepared mustard, 1/2 teaspoon ground pepper, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1/4 cup of vegetable oil, 1/2 cup of ketchup, 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce. Say that fast 4 times. And 1.5 teaspoons of liquid smoke. Take and combine all the ingredients in a saucepan and bring it to a boil. And as soon as it comes to a boil, reduce it and down to simmer and just let it cook for about 20 minutes. And take it off the fire, let it cool, put it in your refrigerator when you're ready to use it. And there are so many different ways you can tweak this sauce. You can chop up jalapenos and put in it. You can put onions in it. You can put whiskey in it, beer, whatever, you know. I think this sauce, though, even though, you know, it's your standby, it should have some molasses in it. I would, you know, definitely suggest that. But Colin's going to post this on our website, and you'll be able to, you know, take it, tweak it, have fun with it, and enjoy it.
So. Yeah, remember to get this or any of our other recipes of the week. You can go to our website, ESPN1073.com/Mid-Mo Smoke Show, and download them to your computer. You can get a .docs. And I have found an additional barbecue sauce recipe, and this one is from pepperscale.com. It's called Spicy Bourbon Barbecue Sauce. I will also be posting links to this. I will not give away the whole thing, just for the sake of not getting into it, but I will list off some of the ingredients here. You got, so it's a ketchup based, 2 cups of ketchup, 1/2 cup of dark molasses, 1/3 cup of bourbon, you got 1/4 cup of sriracha sauce, 1/4 cup of Dijon mustard, you got 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, a tablespoon of chipotle pepper powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1 teaspoon of onion powder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a smoked, coming from 100% dried and smoked red jalapeno, that chipotle powder.
Uh-huh.
That sounds all right. So then, now I, See, the question becomes, what bourbon do you use there? Because you got a pretty wide selection. I wonder what sort of... Let me see.
With all them like the onions and garlic and everything, I would probably go with a milder one.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to overpower the sauce.
Yeah. But you know what this reminded me of is that, so the Wild Turkey American Honey, well, they also have something that's American Honey Sting, and it's the same stuff, real honey, real bourbon, and then real ghost pepper spice.
Ooh.
So they put just, I'm hoping, just a dash of that ghost pepper, so it's that same honey, but with a little bit of a kick to it.
You know, I wouldn't put, if ghost peppers, I wouldn't, hope they wouldn't put no more than maybe a quarter of a teaspoon in
there. Oh, yeah.
Because that stuff will light up your life, and that's the pepper that just keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. So if you want to check that out, it's at pepperscale.com. I'll be posting a link to that on this week's blog post. And speaking of blog posts, we have just recently put our podcast on TuneIn. So I believe I have not tested this out. Why don't I do that right now?
What is TuneIn?
So TuneIn is a radio app, and essentially, like, if you have Amazon's Alexa,
uh-huh,
and you say, Alexa, play, you know, 107.3 if you're in the Rolla area, it uses TuneIn to listen to our radio show.
Oh, no kidding. So yeah. You don't even have to get up and look for it on a dial.
Right. So, and you can listen online.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know they had that right now.
But, yeah, let's see. Yeah, here we go. So on TuneIn, there's ESPN 107.3. Home of the Midmost Smoke Show. So that's our station. And, yeah, it looks like you can tune in right to Mid-Missouri's ESPN 107.3 from TuneIn. And I believe, since it goes through our podcast, if you ask Alexa to play the Midmost Smoke Show podcast, in theory, it should play our most recent episode that was uploaded to Blog Talk.
Well, there you go. That makes it even easier for people, you know.
Right.
They don't have to get on the computer and search for it. It could be just right there.
Yep.
And you know, that's another, I wanted to remind people, you know, we talked about it at the first of the show about us. We're going to put on, we want to put on a clinic or a class, whatever, to get people certified to be KCBS judges. And the people that are going to do it, they know some good sauces to produce.
Yep.
And, you know, they were our guests last week, Rich and Bunny, and they are pretty excited that, you know, we're wanting to do this because there's not that many judges in this area. And it could keep you, you know, if you wanted to, as busy as you want, probably.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, we talked earlier, too, you were talking about all these recipes. I went to Washington in the spring, and they had a competition there, and they had one of them was a whiskey competition.
Wow.
And I would say probably 95% of these, once they made the sauces and did their cooking and everything, the whiskey, you know, cooked off.
Sure.
So it's safe for kids, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some of them that, you know, the cold entries, I don't know if it cooked off or not. So.
Yeah, my grandma makes these kind of whiskey cookie balls.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what exactly she uses, but I think it cooks most of the way out, but there's still that whiskey flavor there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are delicious. And nobody else in my family really likes it. And so I was just sitting there, like, I'd go through a dozen of these things.
Oh. Well, that's what made me where I don't mind fruitcake. I mean,
yeah.
If you say the word fruitcake, people run.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandma used to put brandy on top of it and let it sit for 6 months.
Holy cow.
Oh, man, that stuff was potent. Yeah, she made her fruitcakes in June.
Wow.
But, boy, when you got a slice of that, you knew it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's okay. That's what growing up was a simpler time back then.
Yeah.
And so.
I think it was Billy Gardell talked about how, you know, his grandma would drink a highball, which is some bourbon with a cherry in it.
Right.
And then she would take the cherry out when she was done and feed it to the kids.
Well, there you go. Hey, yeah, like it don't soak up in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's like some of them drinks they had, you know, cowboy Kool-Aid. A lot of people don't know what that is, but they would if they ever experienced it. It's a whole lot of fruit and a whole lot of whiskey.
Yeah.
So any other sausage that you can come up with, Colin, real quick?
I don't really have anything. We got a few minutes to kill here.
And I noticed you found another vegan website.
Yeah, you know what? I was looking for stuff to talk about on this show, and if you heard, you can go back and listen to it. We talked about vegan barbecue, which is kind of an up-and-coming trend, and I was pretty surprised to find out about it, and it is kind of an exciting prospect to get this whole new segment of a market into barbecue. But I was just kind of looking through news articles about, and that's where I found this VinePair article on the 12 best beer pairings, and you know, I saw another one and it said, you know, vegan barbecue isn't boring. And I imagine that's a fairly subjective statement, but.
Well, you know, the thing was, we did that show that day on vegan.
Yeah.
And to me, when you said vegan, the first thing that popped in my head was tofu.
Right.
And that's not tofu. I mean, this vegan, it's got some pretty good stuff in it.
Well, there was one, and it kind of made me laugh, but there's this kind of meat substitute that's just made of gluten.
Yeah.
And it just, I was just like, all right, so you can either be vegan or gluten-free, but there's
you can't
really,
be both.
Yeah, you're just out of luck in that case.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm glad that we found that. I mean, no, not everybody's going to be a vegan. But at least they know there's stuff out there that they don't have to feel, you know, outcast or anything.
Sure.
And like you said, some of them recipes that you read and or we talked about, they sounded really darn good.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those that, because it was someone, was it Arkansas? I forget. But they had, they took like fourth place with a vegan pulled pork.
Right.
And it just was one of those that, like, okay, if you do it right, and I think the true test, kind of a Turing test of sorts, is feed them the barbecue, but don't tell them that it's vegan. And if they can't tell and they like it, then...
what's the difference?
Yeah, there you go. I imagine...
well, your mind's a powerful thing, too. If you think it is barbecue, and, you know, we've seen pictures of it. It looked just like pulled pork.
Sure.
And your mind could tell you, that is pulled pork, and you go to taste it, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah. So it's one of those that... I think as soon as it becomes a more cost-effective option,
right,
then it'll be really interesting to see where that goes.
Well, it's time to wrap things up. The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. Don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast of this show. Just go to our website at ESPN107.com/3.com. Click programming and Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast. Thanks for joining us. Colin, thanks for your help today. Until next week, we will smoke you later.
You've been listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.